Blog Talk Radio.
Well, here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Last Tuesday it was meetings and we had problems and my co-host was about ready to hang me on the back of his car and drag me through some mud. Who knows, but I love him dearly and he loves me. And we're joined at the hip each and every week. It's the Gross Misconduct Podcast. Kip Gross, brother, mentor, and a friend. He's in Arizona this week. Here's truly Mark Mancini in Los Angeles, 347-205-9631. If you happen to miss it, archive version, blogtalkradio.com/ Mancini Sports Podcast Platforms, wherever you subscribe to podcasts powered now by Mancini Media. Laying the red carpet down, putting the podium in its place, handing off the mic, the threes. Kip, first of all, how are you? Second of all, how can people get a hold of you? And third of all, we're a couple of days away from the baseball season, and boy, it is a lot interesting before we even get this thing going.
Yeah, I'm doing great, Mark. I'm back in Arizona again, and I'm dog sitting right now. My girlfriend's dog, while she's overseas for a spring break with her kids. So shout out to her. And, kipgross.com and beagamer@gmail.com or how you can get a hold of me. And, yeah, there's a lot of going on with baseball right now, obviously with the Ohtani thing going on again. And, we got a lot to talk about. Let's get her going and have some fun.
Well, before we get in the Ohtani thing, first of all, I think baseball is a little screwed up here because, I don't give the Dodgers credit, but I got to feel sorry for them a little. You play preseason, exhibition, whatever you want to call it, to get ready for the season. You're in Arizona. Then you hightail it out of Arizona while everybody's still there in Arizona and other teams are in Florida to go to Seoul, South Korea there to play a two-game series. That are meaningful games. So you get ready for that. You do the travel. You do the whole thing. And then you come back and you play a freeway series with the Angels. How do you pick up the pieces? When you played in Arizona, you go play two meaningful games that are in the standings. And then you come back, you play a freeway series now that'll end tonight, and you get ready for a seven-game homestand, four with the Cardinals and three with the Giants.
Well, Mark, I'm completely against what Major League Baseball did with this, and the reason is there's no reason they couldn't have scheduled those games a little bit later so they coincide with the season and now go right into the season and continue and not have to come back to spring training. I can promise you right now, the players didn't want to do this. There's no way that the players wanted to go to Korea and play a couple games over there and then hightail it back here and get back into spring training. It just doesn't make sense. And so it's just like another little stain on Major League Baseball and what they've been doing for a few years with this new commissioner and just messing things up. I mean, it doesn't make sense. The spring training thing is spring training, and it should be spring training, and it should continue with all the other teams out there, not just two that are going by this and the rest aren't. So, it just seems like everything, with this commissioner, it just something keeps happening. You got that new rule at second base where you can't put a foot or a knee in front of the bag at any spot at all. And so I don't get it, but obviously we're going to see how that goes too. But I'm not a fan of this one bit either, Mark.
Yeah, and if you're going to do this, do it later on in the season or something. I know you're trying to, build fans across the world and everything, but it just takes a lot out of the players. And, I hate to see them as pawns on a chessboard here, but that's exactly what they are, because you're asking them to, go into spring training, gear it up for there, get your pitches in, get your hitting in, get on a plane, fly for 15 hours or whatever it is to get there, play two meaningful games, and then all of a sudden you come back, your body's trying to get acclimated now to the time zones, and now you got a freeway series that doesn't have nothing to do with anything because you're going to be playing these guys in the regular season. I would have gave the Dodgers and Padres pretty much rest all the way till opening day when they opened up with the Cardinals and the Padres opening up with the Giants, but Major League Baseball is going to run these guys into the ground, I guess.
Well, it's exactly what you're saying right there. It's true. It's you're dealing with people's health and how they train and get ready for the season, and now it's to me it's bizarre because now you've got guys coming back to spring training and playing meaningless games and the season's already started, and so it's got to be kind of hard to do that. because your hitters and pitchers both are working on things. You know, the part of the show today is getting ready for spring training. And it's like, okay, I got to go play 2-game set in another country. And then I got to come back and, okay, let's fake it again for a little bit before we start the season again. So it, to me, it's really bizarre how it's working this year. But you know what? I guess this commissioner knows more than everybody else, and he's doing what he wants to do. And I just can't see these players being happy with that, though, and, you know, going over and doing all that. So we'll have to see later on how it works out for him, though.
Yeah. Hey, let me ask you. Now, the regular season is 2 days away. How did it work out for you when you were getting ready for the opening day? You made the cut. You were on the roster. You're leaving Florida or you're leaving Arizona, and then you're flying into the city or you're flying back home. Take me through that whole thing and the listeners, how that pans out now. Case in point, the Cardinals now. They're leaving Florida. You know, now they have an off day tomorrow. They'll open the Dodgers home opener Thursday afternoon in L.A. Take me through what the Cardinals must be going through. So they pull out of Florida and they're chartering it right over to Los Angeles, kind of relaxing and getting ready for the season right off the bat, correct?
Yeah, you know the whole thing with this, you know, nowadays they always play a series with another team first, which I always think is really good because now you get to get acclimated back to a regular stadium you're playing instead of a spring training stadium, and so you get those couple days to help get the rotation in order, get the batting lineup in order, and do all those things. And then it gives you that chance as a major league player now to get your mind back into, okay, it's on. It's game on now. And it's when you're in spring training a lot of times, it's almost like, these games don't mean anything. You know they don't mean anything.
Right.
So sometimes you really don't care how you do in the game as long as you got your work in and worked on something and got good with it. And so, you know, everything that builds up to spring training is key also, and we'll get into that later, but it's just like you said, you got to get into those major league stadiums, play a major league team, because spring training, again, you don't play a full team all the time when you're playing. You know, they'll take the starters out after 5 innings, and some of them never, ever play 9 innings in spring training. So that's when you got to get it back in there. And let's see where we go, and it's game on now.
Okay, Dan from Lawrence, Massachusetts says, guys, I missed you last week. Damn it, Mancini, get the meetings out of the way before he has to roll down a hill and get you. Well, Dan's giving me the heat here, and he's probably haven't given me the muffler pipe on the back of his car, too. But I will tell you this, Dan. He also throws in, he says, guys, baseball is getting expensive, man. Anytime I go buy a hat of my favorite team, I'm laying $50-something dollars now on this darn thing. How many do you guys go through per year player-wise? And by the way, opening day out here is going to cost us a pretty penny. Must be talking about Fenway Park. Wow, Dan's lit up about three topics. He blasted into me, you rolling down a hill, the price of a cap, and opening day, how much it's going to cost him to get in, probably Fenway Park, I would imagine.
Well, Dan, it's just, you know, that's where baseball's gone. You got to look at, you know, Ohtani's salary is just going to tell you everything you need to know. I mean, somebody just paid him $700 million, and another Japanese pitcher, Yamamoto, who hasn't even thrown an inning or a pitch in the big leagues yet, they gave him $300 million. So somebody's got to pay for it. So, you know, that opening day you going to the ballpark for opening day, it's going to cost you. You know, that's just how it is these days. I don't understand why fans keep going. Honestly, I don't understand it. I mean, I understand people are baseball people and they love baseball, but there's got to come a time when you just say, you know what, I can't do this anymore. And I'm not saying every, you know, once a couple times a year, but these fans are getting, I was talking to a guy a couple weeks ago, and he had an Angel suite the last so many years. He was paying $3,400 a game for that suite. And it got to the point where it's like, why am I paying for bad play on the field? I mean, besides seeing Mike Trout on the field, you know, there's nothing there. And so that's what I'm saying is it comes to a time and a point where, you know, let's go to some spring training games or let's you know, just different ways to watch the game instead of having to go get a seat and get a $25 beer and get that $35 hat you're going to put on your head once or twice. And it's just the hot dog, you know, who knows? It's just, the whole thing is crazy what they're charging these days. And I don't want to see people do it too much more.
Yeah, you know, you bring up a great point, and we're going to get into the Otani thing, but Barney coming in from Claremont, California, says, you want to talk about inflation? This guy in Massachusetts wants to talk about inflation. I took my wife to IHOP. We got two breakfast samplers. I got a second cup of hot chocolate. The bill was $48. The lady's looking at me waiting for me to put the tip down. I gave her a $6 tip. She gave me a wild-eyed. 50-something dollars to eat breakfast at IHOP?
No doubt.
Yeah, the price is going up on a lot of things, and you're right. You know, it's got to the point where you kind of say to yourself, do I really want to make the trek down there? You know, I don't know how these season ticket holders do it, but that's a story for another day. Hey, let's get into the Ohtani thing as we tear this show up. And Major League Baseball, you know, investigated this thing, and it hasn't come out all the way, but I threw my 2 cents in it on the pre-chat, and I might get ripped on it by listeners and stuff, but I'm just going to stick with what I just said to you in the pre-chat, that if Ohtani was given $700 million and, you know, all this money is deferred and everything, and he's paying taxes on the money, I don't see why the government gets involved and telling the guy that, you know, why are they investigating? He can do whatever he wants with the money if he's paying taxes on the money. And betting is legal in a lot of states. Hell, it's legal in we got FanDuel and stuff in the NFL and all these other things and gambling sites and everything. I think they're cracking down on the players a little too much here. We saw that with Ridley with the Atlanta Falcons, and he was suspended and everything. If you're bringing something into your company, and then all of a sudden you're telling somebody, well, they're going to do it for me, but they're not going to do it for you, I think that's a double-edged sword. And now, hey, listen, I'm not no Dodger fan by any means. You know that, Kip. But when I look at the Ohtani thing, I kind of say to myself, what's all the hoopla about? He's paying taxes on the money. Let him do whatever he wants. I mean, you got to spend the money somewhere, and it's pretty much disposable income to a certain extent. Am I right or wrong?
Well, you're right and you're wrong, in my opinion, and that's why it makes this show so great, is we're not going to agree on everything. You know, Ohtani is paying taxes on what he's being paid right now, which is a good thing, I guess, if you like paying taxes. But the bad part about it is there's a clause when you sign a contract, it's right there in there, that you can never gamble with an illegal bookie or gambler. You can't do it, and that's who these bets were put through, was just a regular bookie that doesn't pay taxes. And that's why so many people don't want to go through these sites. By the way, gambling in California is illegal. You can't bet in California. As long as your IP address is in the state of California, you can't place a bet on any of those sites. So what I'm getting at is Ohtani somehow and his interpreter got these bets in with just a regular bookie that not in any organization. He's probably backed by some other people, whatever. And they're placing bets with him, and this guy is not paying taxes. And when Ohtani wins or when his interpreter wins, he's not paying taxes on it either. If you go to a casino or if you're betting through one of these betting websites, everything is on taxes. They're monitoring everything you're doing. And so that's why there's so much more to this than just a gambling thing, because now it's an interstate thing and it's all kinds of stuff going on. So like I said on our pregame, I don't care what happens with this. Ohtani and Major League Baseball is going to lose on this big time, because you got so many Pete Rose fans out there that think he's getting screwed by not being in the Hall of Fame right now, and they've been yelling and screaming they want him in for so long,
yeah.
And now it's like, okay, you got a guy that maybe gambled. Are you going to do the right thing, or are you going to just suspend the kid and see where it goes? You know, I don't know what they're going to do. I honestly don't know, but I you know what, one thing I wouldn't want to be right now is that commissioner. It could be because this is not going to end up pretty. I don't care what happens down the road. Something's got to give sooner or later.
Well, and let me lay it out for you, because the people that say Mancini, you bashed the Dodgers. Let me lay it out for you. When Steve Howe had drug problems, God rest his soul, the old Dodger regime would stick by the guy. I kind of looked at the Dodgers after the Mike Piazza, and I said, wow, where's the loyalty to this guy? And they let him get going, the Fox group and everything. But this new Dodger group that's got these guys in here, Bauer, it looked like, was, you know, had a fetish with beating up rough sex with women and stuff, and they proved that, you know, that's all it was to a certain extent. And the Dodgers distanced themselves from Bauer. And we've seen the Milton Bradleys, they've distanced themselves. I want to know how they're going to distance themselves from Shohei Ohtani. Are we dealing with a different fish here in this pond? Because it's hard to stand there now if he doubled down and he was betting and the agent is, or the interpreter is taking the fall for it. I'd like to see what the Dodgers do on this thing. Are they going to double down on it and go, well, you know, we got to stick with Ohtani here? This is going to be the real question that I like to be answered. Wouldn't you, Kip?
Well, Mark, the biggest thing about this is he's the Patrick Mahomes of MLB baseball now.
Yeah.
You know, he's the face of baseball. I mean, he's the best player. He's did things that nobody's ever accomplished for ever again. You know, it's always been for now a year and a half, 2 years. It's like, where is he going to sign? I mean, everybody. I mean, I told you, my girlfriend and I went to an Angel game last year. Two-thirds of the stadium was Asian. Two-thirds. Ohtani didn't even play in that game. And so there's going to be such backlash. I don't care what happens. I don't care if they find out he's innocent, guilty, whatever. There's going to be backlash somehow with this whole thing through baseball. They're not going to be able to it's going to be a tough storm to go through because, like I said, Pete Rose, no question, should be in the Hall of Fame had he not gambled on baseball. But gambled, and he finally admitted he gambled, and he's serving a life suspension in the Hall of Fame, so and in baseball for that matter, and so the same thing is going to have to apply to Ohtani. How are they going to do this? You know, Pete Rose is already a has-been by the time they found out he gambled. He was player manager at the time, and it wasn't that big a deal to the fans, but now either you love Ohtani or you hate Ohtani. You know, he came from the team that I played for in Japan, so I've always followed him. But at the same time, hey, brother, if you broke the rules, you broke the rules.
Right.
You know, and the other part that people haven't understood, been telling people this for years and years and years, Japanese speak English. They speak English. Ohtani didn't need an interpreter for that press conference the other day. He did not need it. But
right.
they're using it as a scapegoat. And when they do these things, you're just making yourself more suspicious to everything you're doing. The story changed three times before they had that press conference, three times. So, first of all, I'm calling bullshit right away because if your story changed three times already, something's wrong. Something is wrong. And here's my biggest thing with this whole thing now, Mark. Did the Dodgers step in and sit down with Ohtani and that interpreter and say, hey, let's make him the fall guy for this? And if they did that, that's what I'm trying to say. This is not going to end well for MLB because something's going on in the background that we're not seeing right now. And I'm pretty sure that something is happening. And for that to happen, let's see where it goes. But I like I said, it's not going to be good for baseball either way.
Well, and not only that, in Pete Rose, I think, should belong in the Hall of Fame because I think what he did as a player – whether he bet as a manager on his team or anything, that has nothing to do, in my mind, but everybody can have their opinion, that, you know, it has nothing to do with 4,000 hits. Now, Barry Bonds was laid out as a scapegoat, and they never really proved that he did steroids, flaxseed oil or whatever, but I'm not backing these guys at a point where, you know, hey, listen, you know, but, I mean, I don't understand what one has to do with the other. If you're a model citizen, and then all of a sudden, you know, you jaywalk across the street and you get a ticket, you got a blemish, and people look at you like, well, this guy jaywalks, he doesn't look at the light and stuff, but he's a model. To me, Pete Rose was the epitome of baseball. I mean, when I look at the guys that I grew up in over the decades of watching, to me, there's three guys that stand out in baseball that were all-out guys, and Pete Rose, I would throw Kirk Gibson in there, and I'll throw Bryce Harper. But you know, everybody can have their own, you know, thing on this. It's funny how we ridicule these players But a guy like Bud Selig, and we've talked about this in the past, he gets a pass. Maybe this Ohtani will get a pass. Everybody will look at it different. But I think you're absolutely right. There's going to be a backlash. Either people are going to call this guy a riverboat gambler on the road, or they're going to, you know, have some compassion for him. But, you know, they're going to feel a backlash, believe me. And the Dodgers are a traveling circus anyhow. So you know they're gonna be the most hated team going across. I don't think they're gonna replace the Houston Astros, but they're gonna be pretty darn close, wouldn't you say?
Yeah. The Dodgers are gonna be there every year just because of payroll, and that's just the way it is. But you know, you're just talking about Pete Rose as a manager gambling. Well, the one thing that people don't realize,
yeah,
and I know this for a fact, Pete Rose is a player manager for a couple years. And so, you know, they say, well, he was done playing. No, he wasn't. He was still a player manager.
Right.
He'd go and pinch hit once in a while. And so you got to take that into consideration just like you do anything else. So, and we know for a fact that Ohtani's a player. And so I feel sorry for him and the whole thing is what's going on. If he did it, I hope they do everything they're supposed to do with him. I really do. If there's something else that we're not seeing yet going on, then oh well, and albeit, hopefully he goes off and had a great season. But it's not looking good in that camp right now by any means.
Yeah, Michael from Flint, Michigan chiming in. He says, let me list a bunch of cheaters. Pete Rose, Barry Bonds, Tom Brady, Nick Saban, the list goes on. Well, first of all, Mike, I don't know if you're spending some happy hour outside of Detroit or something. I don't know how you define Tom Brady as a cheater. Come on, man. I mean, is Mike drinking too much in Flint, Michigan, Kip?
Well, you know what? First of all, I can tell you right now, in baseball, everybody cheats. One way or another, everybody cheats.
Yeah.
In football, you know, the old Tom Brady thing with the inflated footballs or whatever, deflated footballs. I mean, you got Aaron Rodgers came out right when this was happening and defended Tom Brady by saying, yeah, he likes them a little bit softer. I always had him put more air in mine. I mean, he just flat out said, I cheat, but nothing happened to him. But that's what I'm saying. The NFL rules allow for quarterbacks to have their own football in the game, which I'll never understand why that is. Why don't you both use the same football? But in order to call these guys cheaters, yeah, they cheat. Everybody cheats in sports. That's just kind of how it's always been because you're trying to get an edge on everybody. Is it to the point where the other guy can't cheat also? Like myself, I never took steroids. So I'm not,
right.
I'm really not, I really don't feel sorry for Barry Bonds one iota for not being in the Hall of Fame because he knew, just like the other ones do. For his career, I loved watching Bonds hit. He was one of the greatest hitters I've ever watched in my entire lifetime. But at the same time, does he belong in the Hall of Fame? Numbers show it. Does he belong by the other? He did admit using the cream. So if he admitted to it, he admitted to it. You're already done. So I don't have any compassion for people that blatantly do what they do and then later on want to not have the consequences that you should have. And that's why, you know, I love Pete Rose. I loved how he played. My God, I love how he ran over Fossey in the All-Star game. But at the same time, Pete, I read that same damn sign that you read every time you walked in that clubhouse. I saw it on there, and every time I went to a casino or something, the first thing in my mind was, I can't do it. I can't bet on baseball because if I get caught, I'll never be able to play the game I love again. And so, but you know, guys get so big, they think they're above the game. And they get to that point, and they're not. And that's what you have happen, what's happening to these guys.
Well, we're down about 5 minutes and change, and this thing just spun. We're going to be getting this in April. An hour because the popularity has just gotten that much better. But Steve from Corvallis, Oregon says the government should worry about other problems. Case in point, that steroid 94 thing. How come baseball couldn't police themselves? Why did Congress get involved? And, you know, Steve, you're preaching to the choir on that one. I definitely have said that all along in any show I've said about baseball. Baseball should have policed their own thing. Congress should have never been able to get involved in you know, this whole steroid and putting these guys on the stand as far as that. I don't know what you think on Kip, but I'm going to second the guy out of Corvallis.
I'm with him. I don't understand why they did it either. I mean, if you're going to put somebody on the stand and they got to come and give their oath to you, and they lie to you, they got to go to jail. Isn't that the rules? And the problem with Congress is they bring all these people in politically or whatever, and it never happens. I mean, you know they're lying, and the next thing you know, I mean, you got your Palmeros of the world. 2 days, what was it? A week later, 2 weeks later, he tests positive for steroids after pointing his finger at Congress and said, I want you to know right now I've never taken steroids. Well, okay, well, you're a liar. Why aren't you going to jail? And that's the problem with our Congress. And the other thing is with that also, you know, baseball has always been under the anti-exemption. So there's no reason they should have brought them in the first place. Either you take that away from them or you stay away from it. And I'm with you completely. They should have never taken those guys into Congress and
yep.
Albert
from Poway says this show just went up a few notches. How about the guy that said he had never had sexual relations with Lewinsky? How about that guy? Should he be on the stand?
Well, he's right. He's right 100%. That's what I'm saying. Why bring these guys in? You know, I got a quick little story for you. When I first signed with the Mets in the minor leagues, my first ever manager just got out of prison. And the reason he got out of prison, he spent 2 years because he was lying on the stand for his dad. And he said, Tip, do it again. I do it again 100 times over. But that's what I'm saying. He went to jail for 2 years for lying for his dad. But all these other people, and, you know, what you're talking right now, you know, the Palmeros of the world, they go up there and they lie, but there's no consequences. Unless somebody goes to jail, nothing's ever going to happen. But the Ohtani thing, I hope what he's saying is true. I just have a hard time with it. I really do. There's more to it than what's going on.
I think it is. It'll come out, and I think it'll affect the Dodgers season to a certain extent, because when that thing drags out, it drags out for quite a while, and it's going to be a dark cloud hanging over them. And no matter how much they put on a happy face, I think it has to take a toll, because not only does Ohtani have to face it, some of these other guys will be facing the music too, answering the questions about Ohtani, whether it's the Muncies, the Luxes, the Kershaws, whoever. But I just think the Dodgers season now is going to be a big question mark with a dark cloud over it. And, I don't know what you think on it, but I'm sure it a lot of people would agree with that to a certain extent.
Mark, you just hit the nail right on the head. That's the whole problem with anything that happens on a team with an individual, is now all the other guys on that team are going to have to answer questions for him. Every time they come in that clubhouse, that locker room, the reporters are going to come up, they're going to start asking Ohtani questions and interpreter questions. Did you ever see this? Did you ever see that? And it's not the way it should be, but that's how it happens. And so you're automatically going to have a divided clubhouse right from the get-go because of that. You know, you're going to say, why am I answering questions for Ohtani over here? You know, he just came to our team. I don't know him from Adam. I just saw him on TV. Yeah, he's a great player. But, you know, if he's going to bring that baggage with him over here, I don't want to be a part of it. So he's probably already lost a few teammates already, because they're thinking like we're thinking, did he or did he not cheat? Did he or did he not bet on baseball? Or did he not gamble with a bookie, illegal bookie? So the questions are going to have to be answered. A lot of them are going to say, I'm not talking about him, because that's probably what they're doing. But that cloud, every time you walk in that clubhouse, they're going to have that cloud just over your head until the FBI and they come out and baseball comes out and say what they're going to do with this thing. And like I said, it's not going to be good either way.
Joey from Bucks County, the last one we'll take. He says, I can't wait for the NFL draft. Long live the Eagles. Fly, Eagles, fly. We'll see where your Steelers and Raiders do this year. Look, everybody's taking shots. We haven't even got to the draft yet. Steelers have done very well, Joey. I don't know if you've been looking at it. We just signed that kick returner, Patterson. We've got two quarterbacks in there. We blew out the other three. So he's doing good with the Raiders. I mean, everybody's doing good. I know the Eagles Eagles will be the Eagles. Hey, on that note, Kip, man, we tore it up, man. It went by quick. I can't wait. A few weeks, we'll do an hour here to get these guys in sync here, and we'll break down these topics even more. Let everybody know how they can get a hold of you until we reconvene next week, my brother.
Yeah, Mark, these are going really, really fast. I mean, it's just crazy. You're saying, we got like 5 minutes left. I'm like, oh, my God, we just started. But Guys, it's been fun. It's been a lot of fun doing all this with everybody and talking about sports and baseball and football and all these other different sports. And kipgross.com and beagamer@gmail.com is how you get a hold of me. And keep tuning in, guys. This is fun. I really enjoy it.
Yeah, I love it, too. The NCAA thing is in clear things. Everybody's talking about San Diego State. I cut to cover them for 3 years, but I don't think they got a chance against UConn. We'll talk about a lot of things next week for Kip Gross in Arizona. Yours truly, Mark Mancini. Catch the archive version, blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports. Podcast platforms, wherever you subscribe to podcasts, powered now by Mancini Media. We'll see you next week, and we can't wait to recap opening week. Till then, have a blessed one. I love you, Kip. Thanks for everything.
All right, guys, we'll see you all next week, and can't wait. Have a good one.